Parks and Wildlife Department.
Yes, ma'am. Could you tell me how many deers you can kill in this county?
Yes, sir. That's one buck and two antlerless.
Two what now?
Antlerless. You know, the kind that don't have antlers.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, let me ask you something. Do y'all have any kind of a reward thing, maybe like that Crime Stoppers thing that's on TV, if you was to tell on somebody that had killed more deers than that?
No, sir. We don't have anything like that. But do you know somebody that's done that?
Well, I know somebody that's done killed 15 deers this year and killed about 30 or 40 last year.
Sir, you really need to tell us who's done that. That's a really huge violation, and you need to report that person. What did you say your name was?
I didn't say what my name is. Unless there's some money in it for me, I just don't think I can tell you my name or the name of the person that's killing them deer.
Sir, you know you could get yourself in a lot of trouble for withholding this kind of information.
How am I going to get in trouble if you don't know who I am?
Well, we might be able to find out who you are. So you'd be just better off if you'd go ahead and tell us who you are.
Well, I tell you what, I know you can't trace this call because I'm calling from a payphone. Ain't nowhere close to where I stay.
Well, sir, it's your responsibility to report something like that.
Well, you sure I can't get no money for turning them in?
I'm absolutely positive.
Well, I guess I can just go ahead and tell you.
Good. Now, what is that person saying?
Well, it's my mama, and I ain't going to tell you her name. I'll tell you, she barbecues most of that deer meat and freezes it, and she sells some of it, but she feeds the family with some of it, too. Sure do cut down on the grocery bill. She don't never have to buy no meat, but she done made me mad, and I'm thinking about turning her in.
Sir, what's your mother's name, and what is her address?
I ought to turn her in. Here a while back, she caught me asleep, and she took my brand-new car and went to one of them casinos over there in Louisiana, and after she done lost all the money she had gambling, she sold my car and then lost the money she got from my car, then had to hitchhike home. And I'd worked hard for that car. Ain't no telling how many TVs and VCRs I stole and saved up the money to pay for that car.
Sir, this is just ridiculous. We really need to have a talk with you and your mother.
Well, I appreciate you talking to me about this here. I tell you what, why don't you talk to your boss and let's see what we can work out about some kind of reward, you know? If y'all can give it to me, I what you call unanimously won't nobody know who I is, you know?
Don't you know that when we find out who your mother is, we'll find you? And we'll find out who your mother is. I can assure you of that. Somebody else is going to know about this, and we're going to find out. You can bet on it.
Don't say nothing about betting to me. Benton's what cost me my car. Well, I guess I'm going to talk with you later.
Sir.